Welcome to the kickoff of Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, you were talking kind of haunted there. I thought we were going to get scary.
Yeah, no. I didn't know what
Welcome
was about to kick off.
To
Nothing
the kickoff.
Scary.
Mother's Day.
So you're classifying Friday morning as the beginning of, which is fine with me. I mean, I think it's great.
I'm here. We'll get to what I'm doing for Mother's Day weekend later, Murphy, that you don't know about.
It's also the last day of Nurses Week, or is that tomorrow?
Today.
It is today.
Oh,
yeah.
You're right. It was Saturday to Friday. And then today is also the last, Teacher Appreciation Week.
Right. All right.
So, and on our Facebook page, we do have affordable teacher gift ideas. If you're throwing something together at the last minute, you want to run up to the school today, affordable things are there. Yep. They don't, you know, it won't break your
1 week cruise
budget. Well, 3 day cruise.
Okay. Affordable.
Anyway, speaking of Mother's Day weekend, I want to tell you a little story. You know, I've always said, and it's so true, I've learned this in life. A mom will show herself to you throughout your life. And that means whether she's still in your life and you think of her during the day when you're doing things she taught you or you're hearing things she used to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you've lost your mother and she continues to show up. She continues to show up in your life. It's just a very real thing. And especially moms, it feels like.
Look, mine does. My mom still shows up.
Right.
I mean, not literally, Sam. So you
not ghost-like. Right. Not the haunted thing.
Again, we're back to October.
Taylor called me yesterday afternoon. And she
our
was
oldest.
Like, our oldest. And she says, Mom, I got to tell you a story. First of all, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just want to tell you this. She shares an apartment with three other girls.
Mm-hmm.
She's in college. And she said, I was doing the dishes. And I was doing the sink. And I was getting so frustrated. She said, because I was trying to load the dishwasher and the person who had done it before me had just put stuff everywhere.
Mm.
And she said, I started to tell them, if you would just put things in the right places, we could fit more in here. She said, and then I heard myself. She said, and I was you. And she found that funny. And I love it. It just means all the times I had told her, you know, if you don't just throw them in here, you can put more. If you're more organized about it, you can fit more.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. That never matters to you until you're doing it.
Yeah.
So I just
love that.
It's
a beautiful thing when it happens, though.
It is.
Especially after your mom's passed and that sort of thing comes to you. It's just a warm feeling. Yeah.
She gave me that. Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, we got Dolly's first rock and roll song, and we're going to share it.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
Well, we know we have to wait till November to hear Dolly Parton's new rock star album, the rock and roll album, the one that's going to have her and Elton and Pink and Steve Perry and Lizzo. Yeah, everybody in the business. But last night during the ACM, she debuted the first song off of it. And it's one of the ones she did alone. There's no duet on this one. It's called World on Fire. Here it is.
Now, I ain't one for speaking out much, but that don't mean don't stay in touch. Everybody's tripping over this or that. What we gonna do when we all fall flat?
What do you think?
Nobody sounds like her.
No,
my God.
There's no mistaking that
so
voice.
So cute. I know.
Yeah.
That's so cool. That
World
whole,
on Fire.
This whole rock album is the music story of the year,
it is.
I think.
Yeah, and you know, she's been marketing it since the day when they talked about it. She's great, smart.
Yeah.
She still sounds so youthful, though. You wouldn't know that she's in her late 70s.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't. I'm just saying. Yeah.
November 17th is the date for the whole album. All right, you might have heard the rumors of Taylor Swift releasing a memoir this summer. Well.
What?
You need to
calm
down. I
didn't hear that.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're not a Swiftie the way Swifties
are. I live with
a
Swiftie, though. Not Murphy.
one of the publishers, Flatiron Publishing, had put out, hey, we have an untitled nonfiction summer book 2023. And all the Swifties were like, she's putting it out. She's putting it out. Let's all buy it. And they sent it to the top of the charts, and we don't even know who it is. Here's why they think it's Taylor. But by the way, it's not. I'm telling you right now.
Mm.
The official date for the announcement of who the book is by, June 13th. 13? Yeah. Total number of pages in the book, 544. 5 plus 4 plus 4 is?
13.
That's right. And the actual release date is July 9th, which you hear in this song.
That's July 9th.
Last Kiss. So all the Swifties went nuts. It's like, it's going to be her. The publisher said, no, it's not her, and Taylor's people say, no, it's not her.
So that's just one big crazy coincidence.
Uh-huh. That sent the book.
Wow.
That sent an unknown book to the top of the charts on pre-orders.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So you need to calm down.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
One of the stars of This Is Us. I know it used to be your favorite show, Sam. Mm-hmm. Gets his own show.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Powered by State Farm.
Every time I think of the show This Is Us, which is wrapped, by the way, you're safe from it, Murphy. This Is Us does not run anymore, new episodes anyway. Every time I think of it, I think of Sam, because you, Sam, started watching it. You were about two or three episodes in, and you were like, this show, you made me watch it.
It was
and
good.
I couldn't
the
believe.
First season or two was really good, and then I just got tired of the same thing over and over.
Oh, yeah, because everything was really a little serious.
A little?
Got another tragedy in this episode.
At the end of the first episode, the dad had me, okay? Wow. I loved him. However, it was like life has enough drama in reality that I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think that's what it was for me, too. It's like you get into it, it's like, okay. I don't feel good.
Can we laugh? Anyway, one of the stars, Justin Hartley. And ladies, I know you know who he is. He's the brother Kevin.
Yeah.
The good looking.
The hunky brother.
Hunky. Yeah. He has his own show coming on CBS. It's called Tracker. We've heard a lot about it.
I thought he had his own show in that show. Remember the Manny?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, Tracker, where it's like a spy show.
Ooh.
It's a big deal. CBS really believing in it, so much so it's going to debut right after the Super Bowl,
ooh,
February 11th, 2024.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
It is Grateful Friday. We always love to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. And, of course, on our socials. And we've got your comments and what you're grateful for coming up next.
Guess what day it is?
What? Oh, Friday? I guess we should know that.
Grateful
like Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that too. Yes, you're right.
Let us know the little and big things you are grateful for. And we have, I want to start with an email that came in. This is from Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
I am in the eighth grade. I appreciate all of my teachers.
Awesome.
Who teach us what's new and to get ready for the future. The teachers in the eighth grade are Ms. Johnson, Mr. Street, Ms. Sloan, and Mrs. Ferrier. These are awesome teachers, and I am sad to be graduating. I will miss these teachers, but I can see them when I get my license and my car, and I drive out to the middle of nowhere to see them at school.
I love that.
These teachers mean a lot to me. That's from Jeffrey.
Middle of nowhere.
That's great, Jeffrey. You know, the eighth grade, leaving middle school and going to high school was a big thing. I missed it too, and I wound up taking pictures of like all of my teachers, and I'd get our classroom together. And I know I was like a sentimental kind of person, but I would do group photos. I'd like everybody in the class get together. Let me take a picture of you.
Do you still have them?
Yeah, I still have those.
Still
I
do.
I even have a picture of my bus driver. She was
awesome
too.
Oh, you were that kid.
Yeah, I was that kid. That's right. I was definitely that kid.
That whole eighth grade thing is a real thing, and you don't know it until you're freshman in high school after being in eighth grade, and it's already a difficult time for so many.
Yeah,
Jeffrey, it's so sweet that you shouted out your teachers.
I love that.
In eighth grade, you feel like you climb the ladder.
Yes.
And then you got to start over and climb the
ladder.
You do. Again.
You have to start over in a different environment that has a reputation of being a big, bad place that you might not survive. But you will. Everybody survives high school. Everybody does it. And it's so funny. Phoebe, Jeffrey, you should know this. Our youngest Phoebe is a senior right now about to graduate high school. And she even said, man, senior year was the best. It's a shame that you have to, go through those three and then the last one's the best one.
Yeah.
She's like, I enjoyed being there this past year and now it's over.
Yeah. Well, COVID really, it really interrupted the beginning
of her freshman year from her. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Jeffrey. You send us anything, anytime. We're grateful for you. MurphySamAndJody.com to email us.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Sunday is Mother's Day.
That's what I hear.
Busiest day of the year for restaurants, especially brunch. Like if you're trying to make a reservation now, good luck. More phone calls made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year.
Aww.
They've tracked it all. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And the word mama, was invented by babies because ma is usually the first sound that an infant can vocalize.
Okay.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Don't forget Mother's Day on Sunday. Number two, there's a Peloton recall. Not the whole bike, but 2 million bikes being recalled because of the seat.
Huh.
There are some owners who are like, you know, working out, working it, on it, and the seat pops off.
Ooh.
While you're riding. That sounds horribly painful. One person suffered a broken wrist, I guess, from trying to hold on. This is the original Peloton model, and the company says they'll send you a new seat if you want it and if you break yours.
And just like that, you get a new seat.
And number three, Garth Brooks fans, if you're going to go see him at his plus one residency in Vegas, you'll have your phone to get in because you'll have to get in with the e-ticket and the QR code.
Right.
But they're going to take your phone from you. He wants a phone-free experience. Your phone will be, all those phones, locked up while the concert happens. It's not the first time Garth has done this, though.
Three things for you to know today.
It's time for Jody's Top 5 Entertainment Stories of the Week, brought to you by Swiffer Sweeper.
Number 5.
Britney Spears' tell-all book is on hold. Here's why. The publisher is getting legal letters, strongly worded legal letters from people in the biz, big names in the biz,
Oh,
who
really?
Don't want a tell-all because apparently Britney's thrown people under the bus. Big names. Think back in your brain who she hung with. Madonna, Justin Timberlake. Who knows? I'm not saying those are the ones who sent the letters, but there's a lot of people in Hollywood who do not want Britney throwing them under a bus.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Number 4.
Stranger Things, among the many shows that have stopped production. They didn't even get to start filming the final season because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
So the filming of Stranger Things won't happen yet until we hear that the strike is over. Also, ABC's Abbott Elementary and everything else, you know, that HBO's working on. I don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Yellowstone. Here's one that's ending, we know. Season 5. The news is season 5 will end Yellowstone as we know it. Kevin Costner's character will likely be killed off. And the other Kevin Costner news is we now know why the wife asked for a divorce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his workaholic behavior. He's never around, and he is still working on this Horizon Western, which is a multi-film epic Western, and he's not going to be around, and she knows it, and this whole divorce thing that she asked for, a surprise, an unpleasant one for Kevin.
Number 2.
Sort of a surprise couple alert this week when Tom Cruise showed up to the Formula One Grand Prix race in Miami with Shakira. She's newly single.
Oh, wow.
He's single. He works all, speaking of workaholics in Hollywood, they were being privately escorted or whatever to a suite when the drivers were being introduced. You know, he's got the best seat and suite in the house.
No kidding.
For that.
I bet that was a good date.
Number 1.
This is the most exciting one for me. We are getting Beetlejuice 2.
Ah, well. I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard
Here's
Business
the big
School.
Part of it. With Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice.
Good.
With Winona Ryder as Lydia. And some today names. Jenna Ortega will play Lydia's daughter. Actor Justin Theroux is apparently involved. And it's being produced by Brad Pitt's production company in theaters 2024.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
What would you hear in the walls of a new house to make you want to tear it down?
When you own a home, you never know what's in the walls unless you tear out walls.
Okay? Especially if it's an older home. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, especially. More so in an older home.
True. And Murphy and I love older homes. We've lived in all old. We've never lived in anything newish.
No, we've never lived in a new
home. And that's fine with me.
Yeah.
However, you saw the story about the single mother who saved her whole life. Bought her first home, moved in February of this year, and now she doesn't have the money to do what she needs to do or tear it down or get out, and her kids are terrified too. Snakes in the walls.
Oh!
Lots
really?
Of snakes in the walls. It started with her dog, the dog, finding a snake in the garage, and they're like, okay. And then it kept, snakes kept showing up in the house, in the garage, all over the place.
This didn't show up in the inspection report.
They had brought, after she, no.
No, they only had a termite inspector. Didn't have a snake one.
I guess the day that the inspector was there, he didn't see a snake. Or if he saw a snake, he thought this is normal. Some snake, you know, snakes. Mm-hmm. From since February to now, she's counted 30. But an inspector came. She had an inspector come recently, and he thinks that it was like built on top of some sort of snake. Whatever. There's a big snake nest living under there.
So does it say if this is a pier and beam home? Does the story say that? If
I don't
it's an
have
above,
that.
You know, off the ground makes sense. If this is on a slab, boy, does she have some trouble. I mean, you know.
I would think it's pier and
beam. It was on a snake burial ground.
Right. Isn't that? Wranglers have already removed 30 from the parts of the house where they
could. Call in a pest expert.
30?
Yeah, that's enough to make you have nightmares.
Well, you know, the first house that you and I bought, Jody, you know, it was a pier and beam home, and so we had rodents. And it was easy for them to get up in between the walls because, you know, they had access from under the house.
As soon as there was this old abandoned house torn down a block away, we started having rodents.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you can say the word rats.
No, I don't want to.
It's kind of gross this time of the morning, Sam.
Anyway, shout out.
Are those snakes, any of them poisonous? Or no,
I didn't.
No
know, I don't know. I don't know just that, curious. But I will say this. She doesn't have the money to tear it down and start over. This is where they have to live.
Oh.
So some friends have started a GoFundMe page for her for some money to get rid of the snakes. Good luck.
Yeah.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
I know we mentioned it in the top five entertainment stories of the week, but Kevin Costner reportedly, within this last week or two, since his wife filed for divorce.
Surprisingly.
He's very surprised by it. He's upset by it, and he's trying to win her back. Her complaint? He's a workaholic. He's never home. I haven't seen him in 2 years.
So he's trying to win her back while he's in the process of producing a four-part Western.
An epic Western movie that's a multi deal.
Honey, I'm not a workaholic.
Deal. Anyway, he was taken by surprise by it. They're supposed to attend a hearing for their divorce in July, a couple months away. I think between now and July, Kevin Costner has mad game.
Oh, yeah.
And can Kevin Costner her. Anyway, it's sad when you hear that that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Also, we also heard this week that Shakira was spotted with Tom Cruise. Whenever, the word is, and that was in Miami at the Formula One race.
Yeah.
On Sunday. Well, she was also caught hanging out with a Formula One racer, Lewis Hamilton, on his boat the next day.
Where was Tom?
Shakira is just, you know, keeping herself open and hanging out with who she wants to, which she certainly can since she is newly single.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Hey, we're getting ready for Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, the real reason that most moms need a little escape.
Got the perfect Mother's Day gift if you are just at a total loss. And this is one that actually Jody and I have done for many, many, many years. And you don't give it on Mother's Day. You actually give it the day before or whatever day you want. And so, you know, ever since our kids were born, Jody has always taken Saturday to do whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted. And I took care of the kids. Everything was, you know, covered. Didn't have to worry about any mom stuff that day.
That's right. I would come home to the house. Fast food rappers everywhere and Van Halen blaring.
Everybody passed out asleep.
They loved that day.
I was teaching them how to count, so I ordered by number.
This is 6 chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
So funny. What's funny is that they are older now.
Yeah.
And honestly, that idea came to me when they were little. And you were like, what do you want for Mother's Day? And I'm thinking, oh, I want to get away by myself for one day. So I just did it. But it really works for moms who are in that space. So if it's a mom who's got little kids and you're on that roller coaster, that merry-go-round where somebody's always needing you and calling your name and it's just very demanding, that's who it's for. It's not for the mom who's older and doesn't see you enough anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
And it works well because, you know, Saturday isn't Mother's Day itself. You still get to spend Mother's Day with the family and all that, but your Saturday gets to be whatever you want to do.
So you know I'm going, huh? Even though the girls are older.
No.
Yeah.
Where you're going?
Oh, wait.
Taking my day tomorrow.
Oh, I know that you are going, yes. I just thought you were saying, where are you going?
Oh, well, I'm going to sleep in.
Okay.
So I won't be, you know, peeling out of the driveway like I used to when they were little.
Okay.
See ya at sunrise. No, I'm going to sleep in. I'll see you, have the coffee, you know,
Throw you a bone.
Yeah, no kidding.
Spent some time.
I'll give you a few minutes of my time.
I'm just curious.
Over coffee.
When the girls are like in their 20s and 30s and gone, and it's just you and Murphy, you're still going to need that break?
I'll take that break anytime I want then.
So once I see you for 2 minutes over coffee, what are you doing after that for the rest of the day?
Okay, this is exciting. We have the gala coming up, the Gracie's Gala, and I have my gown and my shoes and whatnot. However, I don't have the jewelry yet. I don't have the earrings, and you know how important that is. Shopping for that.
Okay.
And then I'm meeting my friend Lisa for an early dinner.
Nice.
A very girly day.
I'm looking forward to it.
And then you need to know, Murphy, that on Sunday when we have our dinner,
my
mom's coming too.
Okay.
Hey!
Coming up next,
Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, what are most Americans worried about right now?
Money.
In our time. Money is number one. Number one, finances, their ability to pay bills, our ability to pay bills. Number two, the debt ceiling. And then number three, border security. And that's an interesting worry.
These
with
are all three
Title
big things.
42 ending tonight. And that at the U.S.-Mexico border, we're seeing 1,500 more troops and 10,000 migrants just earlier this week. Number two, there's a breathalyzer test. When you hear the word breathalyzer, what do you think?
DWI.
Right, but it can be used for so much more. There's a new one that can detect COVID in seconds, and it's more accurate than the nose swab. And they're saying they're going to use this to detect cancer and lung disease going forward. There's a lot of chemicals there in the breath. And number three, today is International Nurses Day. Nurses celebrated all over the world. And here's what's interesting. For the last 2 or 3 years, nursing is considered the most honest and ethical profession in our country. Nurses are on their feet an average of 4 to 5 miles for every shift.
That's why they wear Crocs.
That's why they have to wear very comfortable shoes. Happy Nurses Day. It's official today.
Three things to know today.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Powered by KFC.
KFC, you say?
Yeah.
Well, just in time for Mother's Day, they put together the KFC Nuggets of Appreciation.
Actually sounds pretty good to me.
Listen up, Murphy. Jody may like this one.
Okay.
12 of KFC's all-new chicken nuggets. Along with your choice of 8-piece extra crispy tenders or regular chicken. And then you get some couple of sides and you get biscuits and all that thrown in. And if that were not enough, you can download a free Mother's Day card from KFC and email it to mom.
Okay. Thank you for that recommendation, Murphy. Forget it. I'm joking. I know you love some fried chicken.
Well, yeah, and who doesn't?
That's a Father's Day thing.
Think about it. Who wouldn't love a little original recipe on Mother's Day?
Maybe for Father's Day, they'll put out the KFC Nuggets of Appreciation again.
For dudes.
Probably.
The Nuggets of Appreciation.
That's cute. That's
Starbucks
smart.
Has a couple of new drinks. In fact, I am going to go so far as to say it's the greatest drink they've ever invented.
Oh, right.
Really?
The Chocolate Java Mint Frappuccino.
That sounds like you.
Don't need to say any more about it.
That sounds like you.
Chocolate, Java, mint, and Frappuccino.
Yeah. Mm. Like drinking mint chocolate chip ice cream? Is that what you're thinking?
Like drinking
Except with
heaven.
Coffee in it, with a jolt of espresso.
Quiznos has a new one called the Kimchi Philly Sandwich. It's your basic Philly sandwich, but they've got some Korean sauce and tangy kimchi on it as well.
It's good stuff. As long as it's not too hot. I've had kimchi that's too hot.
It can be.
You mean spicy hot?
Yes.
Super spicy hot, but it was in a real legit Korean restaurant.
Gotcha.
If it's red, it's hot.
Okay. K-Cup. Keurig has a new coffee machine for us. Hey, this would be a good one for Mother's Day, too.
Yes, Murphy.
The K-Iced Coffee Maker.
Okay.
Iced coffee.
It brews over ice, automatically adjusts the brew temperature, so it starts hot to get the extra flavor out, and then it cools down so the ice doesn't melt as much.
Can I put my regular pods in it, or do I need to buy iced coffee pods? That's the question.
You know, I don't know. I'm not in charge of this.
You know,
I'm so excited about this, though. I love iced coffee.
I do love the concept, but kind of thinking like Sam here for a minute, How difficult is it to just brew your current K-Cup, throw a little ice in it, right?
I looked it up online, and that's what it looks like. It looks like the only difference is somehow in the machine, temperature cools off a little before it finishes.
Yeah. Well, it's designed to do it.
At a coffee shop, iced coffee is a different ball game altogether.
Well, and you know, I suppose if you don't have enough time to really go through the process again, if this is your deal, do it.
Or you could swing into Starbucks for the new chocolate Java Mint Frappuccino.
Thank you, food dude.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody, your Facebook Live this week, you talked about the osteo.
Health update.
Yeah, we got some questions coming in for you.
We love hearing from you. It's Grateful Friday, after all. 877-310-4MSJ. Or you can hit us up online.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
I want to get this in while it's still Teacher Appreciation Week.
Okay.
Laura says, as a teacher, I appreciate anything my students bring me. It can be something as simple as a flower from their yard or a picture they drew. My favorites are the notes of appreciation and thanks the students or parents write to me. I cherish those and keep those and read them over and over again. Thank you for that, Laura.
Yeah.
And Teacher Appreciation Week can run all the way until the end of school, which is not far.
Yeah, another couple weeks.
It totally can.
I got a couple comments for you, Jody, from the Facebook Live the other day. You're on your health update.
Yes.
Cindy says, good information. Having another bone scan tomorrow, partly because of you.
Awesome.
Oh, for the osteoporosis. Yeah, that's a reason I'm really glad you're sharing it, too.
I asked for another bone scan, and she's like, no, you can't have one yet. I can't have one until February of next year.
Yeah.
Well, after my second
infusion treatment. But the treatment that you've been having, that wouldn't be fixing things that quickly. Right?
I was hopeful. Right. Should. Infusion went straight into the bloodstream.
Yeah, what did the doctor say?
That she wants to wait.
Okay. Christine says about the Facebook Live, I'm going to miss Facebook Live because I have a class during that time.
Oh, that's okay.
That's good. We got you covered. I do want to know about the vitamins.
Okay. Well, one thing, if you ever miss a Facebook Live, it stays on the Facebook page. You can always go back and check it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What she taught me about the vitamins that I'm now taking, I was supposed to be doing this for years in my 20s and 30s, taking vitamin D and calcium, just an average amount, and I didn't do it. I couldn't remember. Well, so I started taking it, and it's a kind of a big dose, you know, two big pills every day that I take, and I was taking them at the same time with my breakfast. And she was like, no, I want you to space them out. One with breakfast and then like one with lunch or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it helps with absorption. And I never knew that. So if you're taking anything like that, you don't have to do it all at once.
Check with your doctor first.
Check with your doctor first. Yeah,
and by the way, the other thing is yesterday's After the Show podcast. If you want to know more about some of the things that Jody learned, it's
my
there too.
Up.
Yeah, just subscribe for free to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Thank you for asking. We love having you along all the different ways on Facebook, Instagram, or MurphySamAndJody.com.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider, powered by State Farm.
We were mentioning it earlier in the top five entertainment stories of the week that the Britney Spears memoir is on hold.
Mm-hmm.
She was paid $15 million, and she's written this crazy tell-all where a lot of Hollywood, they're worried about being thrown under the bus because Britney is unfiltered.
The publisher's getting letters from lawyers from all these people saying, hey.
Yeah. Right. The rumor is one of those people is Justin Timberlake, one of the big ones. He's literally, the word is, he knows his future is in her hands right now.
Yeah, you better get that new album
They're
out
all
quick.
Trying to get a hold of the manuscript before anyone else does. The word is that Justin has a PR war room set up to make this book be stopped.
Wow.
That's a rumor, though. He might have called somebody to say, wait, because their early chapters would be about him.
You know,
they really would.
Maybe he should have had a PR person stop him from wearing that denim outfit that time. You know, the matching denim.
Nobody can undo past fashion mistakes, especially celebrities.
Yeah.
I've got some John Travolta news, which is cool to me.
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese?
What?
If you're a fan of him on the big screen, John Travolta and Katherine Heigl are set to star in a rom-com, romantic comedy called That's Amore. Production set to begin in August.
We need everybody's help here.
We do?
Jody, why don't you show everybody what you did to your shirt? She's got a stain on her shirt this morning, and it's really stressing her out, so we're looking for ideas of how to get the stain out of her shirt.
I can't show it. Can I? Can you see it?
kind of, sort of.
Okay, it's the Tide Pin. Speck.
You try the Tide Pin, and those things really work great usually.
I keep a Tide Pin at my desk. Yeah. It was a little splash of Coke Zero.
Yeah.
So,
and it won't come out.
You know, to assist what Sam's asking about, what kind of fabric are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. You want to come look at the...
What's the name brand of this one?
Antonio Milani.
Yeah,
it's okay. An Antonio Milani top.
But wait, you got to share with everybody the important thing that you discussed with us about why this shirt is so, you know, precious to you.
I can't see where the...
I wanted it. It's probably on the inside. We'll worry about the fabric later. I wanted this shirt. It was online in one of the places where I shop for shirts, mm-hmm. for fashion. And I made sure that I sold a couple of other things, tops, to get the credit to get this. I didn't want to... I play that game with myself. Like, if I'm going to have that shirt, yeah. I'm going to clean out my closet and get rid of these other two that I'm not wearing and sell them.
Look, that is a great way to go about it, I think.
Right. It's probably not not the most expensive shirt in the world, brand new, but
it's an Antonio something or other.
It's an Antonio Milani.
So the reason I was asking is, because if it's silk, you have to handle that a totally different way than anything else. Yeah. But if it's not silk, right, it should be...
It feels silky. I didn't worry about the fabric until now. I've been sticking the Tide Pin on it 3 times and it hasn't touched it.
What did you do? Splash when you...
One tiny little splash of Coke Zero, yeah. Right there.
We call that pulling a Murphy, because that's usually what happens to me at lunch. No matter how hard I try, something's going to splash on me.
All I can think is it must be some sort of special fabric if a Tide to-go pin can't touch it. And this is a newish shirt, and it matters to me.
We need to find the tag, and apparently we're not going to be able to do that discreetly in the room.
No.
All right, turn the cameras off.
We'll do that later.